Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Caitlin and Kale Ryan.
Hiya.
Owners of Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Now, they had to shut down their pizzeria for a day after more than 25 people visited the ER after eating there. Now, dozens of other people reported weird symptoms, including anxiety and paranoia. Now, initially, the fear was that there was a carbon monoxide leak inside of the restaurant. The good news, it was not carbon monoxide. The problem was they'd run out of oil while making pizzas. So they grabbed a bottle from a communal kitchen that's shared by multiple businesses in the same place. Now, the oil made its way onto pizzas, sandwiches, and garlic bread. The oil itself had been used by a neighboring vendor that made THC-infused brownies. And unfortunately, the people at the pizzeria did not notice the tiny label specifying that the oil that they use contained Delta 9 cannabis.
So these guys were just getting high.
They were getting high, but if you don't know you're getting high, or if you're not someone to get some. So the problem was this. They ran out of oil, communal kitchen. Can we borrow your oil? Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. No one gave it another thought. For 2 days, they made, I want to say it was 60 pizzas. I don't remember how much garlic bread or how many sandwiches
they made. They must make pan pizza because you worked at a pizza place.
Yeah,
did you ever use oil?
Probably use occasionally, depending how they wanted to make it. So, yeah, I think it's just the pan pizza. You put the oil so it doesn't stick to your sheet, right? They're making the pizzas. They don't know. People are going to the ER freaking out. Again, still no one thinks it's weed. It's like, oh, my God, carbon monoxide. Nothing. Then they finally pieced it together when they said, hey, man, this says Delta 9 cannabis on it. And you kind of go, aha, everyone's high. Because it was such an honest mistake, believe the city, like, we're not even giving them a citation. Like, we get it. Just
even if you use edibles, if you don't know you're eating one, that would be a weird feeling.
If you don't know, keep in mind, that's kids, adults, you name it, man.
Now that's a piece of pie.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, could you please turn on how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Tony.
Liquor and spores.
Liquor and spores, yes. Tony, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Okay, fantastic. So today you have your choice of one of three categories. Today we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And new today, brand new category, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Okay. I am torn between drugs and spilling, but I'm going to ask you, Thrill, since you know, what's the story I should go with?
I'm going to leave it up to you, man. We got drugs, we got spills, we got interior decorating. Entirely up to you.
Okay, drugs.
All right, drugs it is. All right, we go to Greenwood, Indiana, where a man has been charged with attempted murder after shooting at his stepfather and stepbrother as they drove away from an argument. So 20-year-old Joseph Davidson, he was charged with multiple felonies, including attempted murder, battery, and possession of a machine gun. He has since been booked into jail on $100,000. So as the story goes, police were called to a domestic disturbance after a man called 911 reporting that his truck had been shot at, disabling the vehicle. The man said his stepson, identified as Davidson, had shot at him after an argument at the house. Now, the man told officers that Davidson had arrived home the night before with two unknown friends who he suspected to be carrying guns. Now, court documents describe how Davidson began arguing with his mother about having his friends stay at the house. Well, that argument turned physical, and that's when Davidson's stepfather intervened and attempted to calm Davidson down. However, Davidson yelled to his friends to, quote, get the switch before telling his stepfather, quote, I've got something for you. Well, the stepfather's not stupid, so he grabbed his juvenile son who was sleeping in a room next door and ran to his truck. As the stepfather and son were driving away, Davidson stepped out to the front porch, aimed with a handgun, and fired five shots toward the truck. And investigators later, they did find five spent .45 caliber casings just outside of the front door, plus bullet holes in the truck and its tires. After speaking with the stepfather, the officers went to the home where the argument began, and they found Davidson hiding in an upstairs bathroom. And Davidson told officers he woke up to, quote, some bull-ass, as his mother and stepfather were upset with his friend staying over. But he said he didn't know what happened after that because he does drugs. Well, we know what happened. He tried to kill his stepfather. The question is, what drug was he on that conveniently erased his memory? Was he on meth? Was he on crack? Was he on Xanax or was he on PCP? So meth, crack, Xanax, or PCP. What was Mr. Shoot 'em Up all hopped up on?
Okay, well, I've never done Xanax. I've never done PCP, but I think it's one of those two.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. Those are the two I'm looking at. Where was that again?
Indiana.
Tony, I'm going to go meth.
Oh. Okay, you know that I don't know that one kind of heightens my memory a little, but I might be ADD. Miles, respectfully, I'm going to go with PCP.
PCP for Tony.
All right, I'll take Xanax.
All right,
Xanax for Ted.
All right, what was this guy on? We tried to shoot up his family.
Meth, crack, Xanax, or PCP. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is drugs on profile. This, we got an Indiana man who shot into family members, stepfather, and I guess half-brother or half-sister. Either way, there was an argument about his friend spending the night. He goes to get a gun. The stepfather grabs his youngest child, puts it in the truck, puts kid in the truck, and they drive away. And the guy shoots at the truck from the porch.
And hits it.
And hits the truck multiple times. He was on drugs. The question is, was he on meth, crack, Xanax, or PCP?
And that is the very question that we posed to our friend Tony there. And Tony, who said, I've never done Xanax or PCP, real quick cover there, he went with PCP.
It was not
PCP. Miles, you went with the tried and true methamphetamine.
Yep.
It was not methamphetamine. And Ted, you went Xanax.
Yeah.
And you are correct, Sly. Why'd you go Xanax?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Because he said get the switch. All right. So I assumed it was a younger black man, and Xanax is very popular in a lot of songs right now.
Okay. All right.
That was an interesting way to get there, but it worked.
I mean,
Well, and the stepfather knew what he meant.
Yes. Right, 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 right.
Like, if I said get the switch to you, you'd think I'm going to get a stick off the tree and spank
right.
you.
Yes, yes, exactly. I dare you.
Exactly. Right, if he said, you know, I don't grab it. Whatever. That's how I get over that.
All right.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Choices today. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers who help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
New York State just banned the sale of caffeine-infused cannabis. Now, if you want drugs in your caffeine, you have to do it the old way. Winking at the Dunkin' Donuts cashier.
Foul. Yeah, I'll say foul.
That's foul.
New York State just banned the sale of caffeine-infused cannabis. Now, if you want drugs in your caffeine, you got to do it the old way. Winking at the Dunkin' Donuts cashier.
Just be a grown-up and have a hippie speed bomb.
Do we have it? Is that caffeine infused cannabis?
No, I'm making a joke, but isn't the hippie speed bomb drinking a coffee while you smoke a joint?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
A new lawsuit accuses Subway of grossly misleading their customers by advertising sandwiches with three times more meat than it delivers. The CEO of Subway was like, trust me, we're doing you a favor.
Foul. Lee Ted Smith.
That's Fallon.
A new lawsuit accuses Subway of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches with three times more meat than it delivers. Mm. CEO of Subway was like, trust me, we're doing you a favor.
Canada is being overrun by butter thieves. They've been on They've been on several large-scale butter thefts over the past 10 months. The cops in Canada are on the case and hoping to close it quick since there's no margarine forever. Aaron.
Take that swim. John, I hope that's you.
Yeah, it's me. I've been pumped about that one for a while today.
Margarine of error.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I didn't tell you. I wanted you to hear it. Health officials in Wisconsin have issued a warning that pizza purchased at Famous Yeti's Pizza may be contaminated with THC. Though, if you're headed to Famous Yeti's Pizza, you're probably already contaminated with THC.
Seth. I'll say foul.
That's Seth.
Health officials in Wisconsin have issued a warning that pizza purchased at Famous Yeti's Pizza may have been contaminated with THC, though if you're headed to Famous Yeti's Pizza, you're probably already contaminated with THC.
I'd go there.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if there's a pizza place name I wouldn't go to.
Slop. Slop. You know what? I'd go to Slop's Pizza.
Home of the sloppy pie?
Yeah, home of the sloppy pie. We were just going to call it Brenda's, but...
Sloppy pie.
I mean, we go to Dick's to get a burger, right?
Yeah, good point.
Right, I'm telling you, anything's a pizza place. All right, I got a list here of celebrities who starred in horror movies before they made it big. Mike, just go ahead, because when I told you this list, you already had one. You were 100% correct.
And is it a woman?
It is.
We're tracking. She went on to become very, very, very popular.
Very popular, created hairstyle. Yep, uh-huh. Jennifer Aniston.
All right, well, you know what movie?
Hold on, Leprechaun, or Leprechaun 2, I don't remember.
Leprechaun, you guys are good.
Yeah. You know, when I started getting into scary movies, I was going through all the classics, and as I
was
scrolling,
like, classic?
Well, I was scrolling, like, Netflix or something like that, and, you know, they had a whole bunch of them on there. This was a while back, and I was like, let's watch Leprechaun. I was like, by God, it's Jennifer Aniston.
She doesn't want you to remember that. I don't think it was ever
kitschy,
scary.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
It was back in that day of those kind of campy.
Yeah, it's a leprechaun, and he's homicidal. And you can fill in the rest. That is the premise of the movie.
Let me ask, is Lawrence Fishburne on this list?
Ooh, Lawrence Fishburne.
He is not.
What movie was he in?
Nightmare on Elm Street, I believe 3. He played a doctor, and he was actually credited as Larry Fishburne.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he yelled at your cousin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, Larry, it's Lawrence.
Right. Like, he switched it to Lawrence.
You don't want to be called Larry.
Ryan Gosling. He was in Frankenstein and Me in 1966.
1966.
God, that's 96.
Okay. 96. Jeez. How old is that man?
God, he's good looking.
It's a lot of plastic surgery, dude.
That sounds like a Ryan Gosling
movie.
What
was the name of it again?
Frankenstein and Me.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the theme song.
Right, I'm sure he sang it. And he had, like, some weird buddy cop relationship with Frankenstein.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was he, like, his buddy with Frankenstein?
Exactly. Okay.
You want an old one or a new one?
Let's go old.
All right. John Travolta.
He was in Carrie.
Carrie. Yep. Good call.
Mm-hmm. He was the douchebag.
I'm fighting the urge to call this person a flounder.
Oh, no. It's Anya Taylor-Joy.
She was in The Witch 2015.
She was also in Split.
The flounder.
Somebody texted us that. That was pretty damn funny.
By the way, Frankenstein to Me, big break for Ryan Gosling. It also had Burt Reynolds.
Oh, my God.
But Earl Williams, he's a dreamer teenager obsessed with monsters who fantasizes his life as if he were living in the world of the monsters of Universal Studios.
Did Burt Reynolds play Frankenstein?
No, he played a guy named Les Williams.
All right, George Clooney. You guys know what movie he was in?
Hold on, George Clooney.
He was actually in a couple of them.
Oh, I know this one.
What year-ish?
87 and 88. And they both have Return in the title.
Was he in like a Friday the 13th, Return of Jason or something?
So in 87, he was Return to Horror High.
Horror.
Oh, it's George Clooney.
Yeah, horror, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Horror. But he was also in Return of the Killer Tomatoes in 88.
Ah, okay. Right.
He was in the sequel. He went, that's a damn good, I want to be in the next one.
Yeah. That's you always hire better actors in the second
one. That's right.
Hey, do you know who else was in Return to Horror High? Not just George Clooney. Maureen McCormick, who you know is, which one was she? Marcia from The Brady Bunch.
That's a
stellar lineup.
Drew Barrymore, 1984.
Firestarter.
Good call.
Oh, Stephen King flick, my man.
Yeah, I'm just impressed how many scary movies you know.
But I knew who she was at that point because she had just done E.T. like the year before
right.
that.
Yeah, she was still a kid when that one came out.
Yeah.
Sadly, already boozing.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie Charlize Theron was in?
Is it Monster?
Like 1995? Children of the Corn. Urban Harvest.
Okay. It's like, I just watched Children of the Corn. I didn't remember her in that movie. Okay.
Yeah, she played Malika.
Fool.
Wow. Little plastic surgery.
Well, this one, they go into the city.
Yeah. Urban Harvest.
Urban Harvest.
And then Demi Moore.
Oh, what Mr. year? Brooks.
82. And it's something that can infect you.
Virus.
Parasite.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that one.
Wow, yeah. Horror, I feel like scary movies are kind of like that, too. Like, people either know them or they don't know them.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of them stand the test of time.
Right, like, there's Halloween, there's, like, the original Friday the 13th. Like, sure. There's, like, I don't know.
Your staples, your mainstays.
There's, right, but, like, there's a lot of them made, but you don't always know them.
I feel like in the 80s, they put out horror films, you know, every 2 weeks, and hence Leprechaun and all that. So a lot of those fell by the wayside.
Right, because it just became film candy. They were cheap to make because people didn't care about the special effects there.
That's
the stories didn't need to be any kind of good. It was just something is killing this group.
And they also do a lot of grindhouse type things where they show just two back-to-back because they were that close to being released. So you go
and
you watch
90 minutes. They
that's exactly. You go for 3 hours and you watch two movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they should be making more of those kind of campy ones now. There's so many streaming services that'll pay for movies.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not?
Let's see. The World Series is going on. Now, listen. Do you guys remember the name Steve Bartman?
Vaguely.
So, Steve Bartman was the Cubs fan back in the 90s, right? The Cubs hadn't won in years. He goes for a foul ball. He legit thought he was going to catch it. It's in foul territory. Unfortunately, he interferes with the Cubs player.
Mm-hmm.
He does not catch it. They end up going on to lose that game and then lose the series. Now, Steve Bartman had to go into hiding. To this day, it's been 20 years or 20-some years, he has not done an interview. I want to say he had to move out of the Chicago area, wherever he lived. And that guy was just a good fan.
And people were going to kill him.
Yeah. Right, and it was in foul territory. It wasn't even his fault. Like, no, trust me, nobody felt worse than Steve Bartman on that day.
Right.
And then last night, but that was a mistake. last night would be, and I rarely use this word, one of the more egregious thing in fan behavior I've ever seen in my life.
Wide right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. No, just chance. From a TV. He'll be watching
this. Yeah, on the TV.
He'll be watching from somewhere else.
Yeah, and like, there's a reason people hate Yankees fans.
Mm-hmm.
Those two idiots are a prime example. I think screaming F you to Freddie Freeman when he's holding up a sign about cancer for his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are just, they're the worst.
I read an article earlier today about that guy who caught the ball. So he was a hockey player at Arizona.
Right. He went to college with Gronk, because Gronk was talking about it this morning.
Yeah, okay. that was the whole point of the interview, was Gronk knows this guy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So of course I clicked on the story, and like, he's a maniac. If he said he was going to do something, whatever the deal.
Well, Gronk said in that interview with Kay Adams, he said this guy's been talking about doing this for years. Apparently, really? Him and his buddy, they have those seats. But like, A, just don't do that. You're a fan. Mm-hmm. You're not part of the team. And then second of all, you know, it's 2024. Did you think nobody was going to notice? It's already an out.
You're trying to open the glove.
They're trying to open the glove. And then his buddy takes Mookie Betts' other wrist away. Credit to Mookie Betts.
He was real cool about it.
I'd
have had a different response.
Right, Mookie Betts, I'm telling you, besides all the sports he plays and this and that, like, I don't care what sport it is, start a franchise with that dude. But he was super nice about it, but in the end, his arm's at a weird angle. Yeah. Those dudes are grabbing it, but, like, the other thing, too, I just want to tell him, like, you're dumb. Did you really think that was, like, the referee or the umpires are going to be like, oh, you know what? He didn't catch it. Take another crack at it, son. Like, obviously, that was going to be an out, and or even if it wasn't. Yeah.
Did they escort them out of the stadium at that point?
Yeah. So they took them out of the stadium, and then I was saying, like, I was watching some shows earlier today, and they were like, they haven't said they can't go back. And then Miles hit me to, like, later in the day, they were like, CNN and stuff were like, they're banned from going to the World Series. I would ban them from the stadium.
Yeah. No, they're season ticket holders. They basically said, look, just come back next year. You just can't go to the rest of these games.
But that's insanity. They did that on purpose.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't trust you to be here.
Right. And Yankees
or
fans,
you can't sit there.
And Yankees fans already suck about this. I rarely watch Baltimore Orioles games anymore, but when I was a fan, at little pipsqueak, Jeffrey Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Over Tony Tarasco. That changed. You know, it's just like Yankees fans, just stop being a-holes. And then they wonder when they come out here and take over T-Mobile Park, where everybody's like, yeah, we don't like you guys.
Right.
Anyhow. Game 5 tonight on Fox. Go Dodgers!
There we go.
The Dodgers.
We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844 VA Cares. That's 844 VA Cares. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Georgia authorities remind couples to not have sex outside of McDonald's for all to see. Meanwhile, if you rob a store 15 times, don't forget about that pesky closed-circuit TV. People are now collecting as many live tarantulas as they can. One man in Idaho, he is a true peanut M&M fan. And deers are getting their heads stuck in plastic pumpkins. For some reason, only in Ohio. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Georgia, where local authorities have a simple ask of the residents. Someone made a call to authorities, and a couple were arrested with a story that prompted them to post this to their social media. Quote, if you decide to exit I-85 with your life partner while on a road trip to reconcile your relationship, please don't, quote unquote, reconcile in the grass between McDonald's and Raceway. Yes, it happened, and in broad daylight. Get a room. Go home.
Did you see a picture of the two women involved?
Oh, Lord, no, I did not. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Georgia special?
It was. I was like, nobody needed to see that. Yeah. I think that's why the cops were
upset.
That's
why people were mad.
It's not about what you're doing. It's about what you look like, and people had to see that.
The pair were arrested and charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct after officers arrived on the scene to find the pair in the buff and getting it on the grass.
God, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. In other news, here we go again. Another TikTok challenge that should be avoided through common sense is now being cautioned. A teenage driver in Louisiana had been left without a car thanks to a new drifting challenge on TikTok. Multiple witnesses made calls to authorities after they spotted the car weaving in and out of traffic, brake checking other drivers before he eventually lost control, drove into the opposite lane of traffic, and crashed. He told officers who arrived at the scene that he was playing Drift, a video game featured on TikTok and YouTube at the time of the accident. Nobody was seriously injured in the crash.
Right, he's playing the video game Drift as he's driving.
They called it a challenge in the news story, but their explanation of it was just drifting.
Okay. So he just happened to be
playing. The drift challenge is when you accelerate rapidly so that your tires break loose and you start to lose control of the car.
Like, right.
That's what drifting is. So, and then when I looked it up, there's actually a game called Drift, which you drift a car on TikTok or YouTube or whichever medium that you're playing it on. So I think he was literally just playing a video game, weaving in and out of traffic.
I wonder if they had the Grand Theft Auto TikTok challenge.
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
To Missouri, where a man chose an interesting target for his Grand Theft scheme, speaking of which. Over the course of several months, he was observed and recorded walking in and out of a local establishment with several items of various sizes that he had not paid for. Through eight separate occasions over the course of a few weeks, he managed to make off with more than $12,000 worth of merchandise, causing police to move in and apprehend him on some serious charges. His targeted store? Harbor Freight. Which Harbor means he basically Freight. Stole the entire doggone store if he stole $12,000 out of there.
I think he walked out with a generator at one point.
At one point, he did.
I mean, that guy was not messing around.
Right. Well, and I wonder if it's just one of those places where they don't have armed security inside of Harbor Freight.
So you just grab what you can, I guess.
And another one of the things, I forget which retailer was talking about it, but they were like, no, we know when you steal things. We just wait for you to rack up enough charges to where we can hit you with a felony.
Count and make
it worth our while to come after you.
That's it, right. Misdemeanor, you could be doing it again soon.
Right. Exactly. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A man in Idaho has put the stamp on the record books and showed us all what perseverance means. He set out on a goal to break the record of the fastest time, sorting a 17.6-ounce bag of peanut M&Ms by color.
All right. Did he have other competitors, or is this just him?
He broke the record. The record was already set.
How big was the bag?
17.6. Ted is now looking up what size bag that is. The standing record was a hefty 1 minute and 14 seconds, but he knew that he could put that record into the dust and get his time under a minute. And in spite of his kids sabotaging his efforts via water in his M&M's bowl and his son making some disappear, he muscled his way through it all to come out with a time of 57.78 seconds.
Damn. That is a life skill.
Call that a party size.
That's a party size.
That's one of the bigger bags, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over a pound of M&Ms.
I could do that with Christmas ones.
Just three different colors or two.
Two.
There you go. Men's Room Sports. The Yankees went off in the late innings of last night's game break of the cycle, enforcing a Game 5, which is currently underway over on Fox. You've also got college football on ESPN2, hockey on TNT, and some NBA basketball on ESPN. As far as your weather. Pardon, you had a little burp there. Things should be drying up tonight to make for a cloudy night with a low of 45, but the rain will be back off and on tomorrow with a high of right around 52. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes and the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful, quite lily overall.
Men's
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.